In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Monica, or as I like to call her, the patron saint of parents with rotten children. Never give up hope on your kids. You know, they may have wandered far away from how you raise them and from what you believe, but as long as it's this side of the grave, you are never without hope. St. Augustine, as happens with many these days, went away to school and basically ignored everything that he had been taught by Monica. He lived a rather wild life. He even joined a cult, did all sorts of things. And St. Monica prayed for him with many tears for over 11 years before obtaining his conversion at the hands of St. Ambrose. She also, her husband was no great shakes either. He was a dissolute pagan. And she obtained, by her patience and her prayers, his conversion also. So don't give up hope. I always tell people when they come to talk about their rotten children, pray to St. Monica and don't give up. It may take a long time, but keep praying. In the Gospel today, we have a continuation of our Lord's condemnation of the Pharisees, not for what they are teaching. He says, they have succeeded to the chair of Moses, and they're teaching the law of Moses, so obey them, but do not follow their example. And he gives many examples of how they are hypocritical. Now, when someone's a hypocrite, the tendency we have is to ignore what they're saying. And that's the last thing we should do. Because what they're saying may be right. Hypocrisy does not disprove what the person is teaching. But don't follow their example. And of course, the best of all things is not just to teach the truth, but to put the truth into practice in your life, because what we do is a far more eloquent catechesis of the faith than what we say. And he talks about, our Lord talks about how they have kind of twisted the meaning of the law. So, gives an example. If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. So, but if you swear by the gold on the temple, one is obligated. Well, the gold is an offering, it is a sacrifice. And so the idea behind that was that that if you swear by a sacrifice, an oath that's made to God, then you have to go along with it. And Jesus points out that's rather silly, because it's the temple that makes it holy. Why is it holy? Because it is a gift, a votive gift that's given to the temple. The same thing with a sacrifice. It's the altar. It's because it is sacrificed to God that it's holy, and so on and so forth. And ultimately, our Lord comes down to say, let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Don't try to do these little things. Well, if you say this, you don't have to tell the truth, but if you say this, you do. No, just tell the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.